When will I turn away from sins, Ya Rab? When will I, O Allah, become good, Ya Rab?
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, welcome back to our silsila, Khawf-e Huda, the fear of Allah Azawajal. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, in the previous episodes, we covered what taqwa is, what the fear of Allah Azawajal is, the different types of the fear of Allah Azawajal, and we've also covered some stories of how the pious people, how they used to fear Allah Azawajal. And Alhamdulillah, in the previous episode, we've covered of how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the best of the creation, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he used to fear Allah Azawajal. Inshallah, in today's episode, we will listen to how Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he would fear Allah Azawajal, what his taqwa was like. Inshallah, in today's episode, we will listen to this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that the one who recites Durood Sharif 50 times upon me daily, then on the day of judgment, I will shake his hands. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers. Think to yourself today, we listen to the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We listen to how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. My dear Islam brothers, just 50 times Durood Sharif you recite every day, then inshallah on the day of judgment, you will have this honor of shaking the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So make an intention inshallah that every day we will recite Durood Sharif at least 50 times upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear Islam brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, my humble request to you is, try to keep one of these with you. This tasbih, try to keep one with you at all times. You know the way we leave our homes in the morning, and what do we take with us? We take our mobile phone with us, we take our charger with us at times, we take our keys with us. Why? Because these are important things for us. We need to check our phone, we need to check our messages, we need to check our missed calls. At the same time, we take our keys. Why? Because we need to get into our car. We need to open the front door. So with these two things, we take with us at all times. It's my humble request to you. Whenever you leave the household, or whenever you are inside the household, keep this tasbih with you. Inshallah Azawajal, this will motivate you to do the dhikr of Allah Azawajal. This will motivate you to recite Durood Sharif upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madinah channel, you know today, what happens is, we put our hands into our pockets. We're going to work, we're walking on the streets, we're walking towards our car. And what happens? We put our hands into our pockets. And what happens? We touch our mobile phone. And then it quickly comes across our mind that let me check whose message has come. Let me see whose call has come. Let's go and check social media. Let's what's happening on social media. Let's see which of my friends has messaged me. That's what happens. So each time we touch our phone, we want to get our phone out and we want to do something with our phone. And my dear Islamic brothers, inshallah, Azawajal, inshallah, inshallah, if you keep this tasbih inside your pocket, then inshallah, each time you put your hands in your pocket, inshallah, Azawajal, this will motivate you to recite Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will motivate you to do the dhikr of Allah, Azawajal. So make one intention today, whenever you leave your house, the way you take your mobile phone with you, the way you take your keys with you, take a tasbih with you, inshallah azawajal. And this will, inshallah azawajal, motivate us to recite Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the second caliph of Islam. Inshallah azawajal, in today's episode, we will listen to of how he would fear Allah azawajal. How his taqwa was, inshallah, in today's episode, we will listen to this. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's talk about this personality today. This personality, my dear Islamic brothers, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would do the dhikr of Allah most of the time. Most of the time, his tongue would be occupied in the dhikr of Allah azawajal. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a real worshipper. He would quite often weep in the fear of Allah azawajal. And my dear Islamic brothers, whenever he was in the state of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, he would make this wish to himself that I wish I would have never been born. This was his insight. This is how he used to feel. He would also give dars of piety to others. He was so pious that those who would remain in his company would also become the embodiment of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. He would listen to things consisting of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal from other people. In regards to this, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, he once said to Sayyidina Qabul Akhbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that O Qab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, tell us some frightening things. So carrying out this order of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Qabul Akhbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replied in the following way. He said, O leader of the believers, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, if you come on the day of judgment with the deeds of even 70 Anbiya, you will still consider them, i.e. the deeds, to be very little, after you have seen the conditions on the day of judgment. Listening to this, my dear Islam brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he lowered his head for a while, and then having recovered from this state, he said, O Qab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, please carry on. So Sayyidina Qabul Akhbar radiallahu ta'ala replied, O leader of the believers, if as much part of Jahannam as a nostril of a bull is open in the east, the brain of the person present in the west will boil and flow out due to its heat. On hearing this, my dear Islami brothers, on hearing this, the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he lowered his head for a while because of experiencing very strong feelings. And Sayyidina Qabul Akhbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he then said, that on the day of judgment, Allah will gather all the people of every age in a plain. The angels, they will descend and stand in rows. Afterwards, Allah will say, O Jibreel, bring Jahannam, bring hell. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, carrying out this order, he will bring Jahannam. He will bring the hell. And then, my dear Islam brothers, when hell is 100 years of distance away from the creation, it will thunder so fiercely that their hearts, meaning the people's hearts, they will tremble with fear. When it will thunder again, every respected angel and Nabi, prophet will kneel down. When it will thunder for the third time, the hearts of the people, they will move up towards the throat, and their intellect will be overpowered by fear. Just think to yourself, this is the day of judgment. You know, we're speaking about this, and we feel, oh, what's going to happen? Imagine on the day of judgment, my dear Islam, with this. He further says, then Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam will humbly say that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of being your Khalil, I ask you for myself only. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam will humbly say that, O Allah, for the sake of my munajat, for the sake of my supplications, I ask you only for myself. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will say, O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the respect that you have given me, I ask you for only myself. Dear Islam, brothers, just think to yourself. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard this, he started crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just think to yourself today, my dear Islami brothers, we have just heard about parable that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was listening to. Now, my dear Islami brothers, we've listened to this as well. We've listened to some of the horrors of the Day of Judgment. But do we fear? Do we fear Allah Azza wa Jal? Do we think to ourselves that, yes, we will also be there on the Day of Judgment. We will also be present on the Day of Judgment. We will also face the horrors on the Day of Judgment. Do we feel this, my dear Islam, with this? Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the one who attained blessings and tarbiyat from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had great knowledge and he was a great companion, a practicing companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And my dear Islami brothers, he was the Amir al-Mu'mineen, meaning he was the leader of the believers of his time. But despite being the caliph of the Muslims, despite being Amir al-Mu'mineen, despite being the leader of the believers, he would often cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. He had so much taqwa, my dear Islami brothers, that he would often cry in the fear of Allah. He would often weep in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. This was Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu states. You know, today we read namaz as well. We pray our salah as well. But if you look at Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would also pray his namaz. He would also offer his salah. but he would cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla in his salah. Whenever he would listen to a blessed ayah from the Holy Quran about Jahannam, about the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he would often cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Salah, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madinah channel, is a mirage of worship. But my dear Islamic brothers, we read namaz today as well. We read salah today as well. But let's listen to the salah. Let's listen to the namaz of Sayyidina Farooq Azam. He's the second caliph of Islam. He was the Amir al-Mu'mineen of his time. He was the leader of the believers of his time. But let's listen to his namaz. Let's listen to how he used to pray his namaz. It's mentioned that his son, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has said that once was offering salah, led by Sayyidina Farooq Azam. Sayyidina Farooq Azam is the imam, and his son is standing behind him. And his son mentions that I heard the sound of his crying behind three rows. Meaning Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's leading the namaz. His son is three rows behind the imam, behind Sayyidina Farooq Azam. And he mentions that I was three rows behind Sayyidina Farooq Azam. But even three rows behind, I could hear Sayyidina Farooq Azam cry in his salah. Allahu Akbar, the leader of the believers, the Amir al-Mu'mineen of his time, and this was his namaz. Just think to yourself, my dear Islamic brothers, how they used to offer their salah, how the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would offer their salah, how they would read the namaz. But today, my dear Islamic brothers, what is our namaz like? What is our namaz like? The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would enjoy the real pleasure of worship. My dear Islamic brothers, and if you look at Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his life, when the enemies of Islam came and when said they marched Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what was the last thing that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was doing? He was reading his Salatul Fajr. He was reading his Salatul Fajr, my dear Islamic brothers. And today, majority of the Muslims, they don't read their namaz. They can't wake up for namaz. They can't pray their namaz. But my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, before we continue, inshallah, azawajal, let's listen to a brief introduction about Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His kunyat name is Abu Hafs, and the title is Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it's mentioned that he was the 40th man to embrace Islam. And Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he embraced Islam by the virtue of the dua made by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua that Allah azza wa jal bless the religion of Islam with the honor and eminence, especially to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made dua for Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he accepted Islam through the virtue of the dua made by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, he has been given the title of the one who completed the 40th, because he was the 40th person to accept Islam. And you know, when Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he accepted Islam, the Muslims, they became very happy. To an extent, the Madiya Islami brothers, once Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam, the Muslims started to worship openly, in public, meaning they started to go to the blessed Haram, the sacred Haram, and that's where they used to worship Allah Azza wa Jal in the open as well. So Madiya Islami brothers, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, being a majestic warrior, he participated in Islamic battles and remained a faithful companion as a minister and advisor to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all of his planning. And let's listen to the humility of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. How humble Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was. Once Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he picked up a lump of the earth from the ground and he said, I wish that I could become the lump of the earth. I wish my mother had never given birth to me. And he mentions further, listen to what he mentions. He says, I wish that I could be nothing. I wish I could have become a forgotten thing. Allahu Akbar, my dear Islamic brothers. This was the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That he had so much fear about his hereafter, about the punishments of Allah Azza wa Jalla, about Jahannam, about the grave, that this is what he used to say, that Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I wish I could have become nothing. I wish I could have become a forgotten thing. That's how much fear of Allah Azza wa Jal he had. That's how much taqwa he had. That he's saying that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I wish my mother had never given birth to me. This was Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And my dear Islam, remember the Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who was he? Let me tell you about the status of Sayyidina Farooq Azam. That one, at one stage he's saying this, Ya Allah, I wish I could have become a forgotten thing. I wish my mother never gave birth to me. On the other hand, what does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about Sayyidina Farooq Azam? It's mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that all the angels of the sky respect Sayyidina Umar, and every devil on the earth trembles with his fear. This was his rank. This was his status. But on the other hand, if you look, he's picking up a lump of the earth and he's saying that I wish I could have become this lump of this earth. I wish my mother never gave birth to me. I wish I could have become a forgotten thing. Just think to yourself that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is saying that every angel of the sky respects Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and every devil, every Satan on the earth trembles with his fear. Allahu Akbar, my dear Islamic brothers. Look at the status of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he would go to perform his Eid namaz, when he would go to read his Eid namaz, it's mentioned that he would be barefooted, meaning he never used to wear shoes. And just think to yourself today, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, how much money we spend on a pair of trainers, how much money we spend on a pair of shoes. Why? Eid is coming. People are going to see what I'm dressed like. People are going to say, look what he's dressed like. So we spend hundreds of pounds on clothing just for Eid. Hundreds of pounds just on a pair of trainers. But Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the leader of the believers, he's going to praise Eid namaz. He's going to read his Eid namaz. And he's barefoot in Madi Islami brothers. Think to yourself, look at the rank of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Madi Islami brothers in the views of Madini channel. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he would travel out of the city, he would gather sand at a place, he would spread a cloth over it, and he would rest upon it. Now in other words, he would make the sand his pillow. That was Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And it's further mentioned that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he would eat no more than 7 or 9 morsels of food. Just think to yourself, today, you know, me and you and him, we go to the restaurants, we go to the weddings, we go to the dawats, and you know, just our starter, it's more than 7 or 9 morsels. We eat so much, we eat with a full stomach. But the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he would eat no more than 7 or 9 morsels. This was the status, this was the rank of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, my dear Islamic brothers. Sayyidina Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he neither embraced Islam nor he migrated before us, but he disliked the world and longed for the hereafter more than us. And Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he would often say Allahu Akbar. He would often say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. This is what Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he would often say. And sometime before his death, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was rubbing his nose on the ground and he was pleading in the court of Allah. And he was saying, Ya Allah, if you do not forgive Umar, then Umar will be destroyed. Think to yourself, today, you know, we do not know when we're going to die. Any day, any week, any moment, we're going to leave this dunya. But my dear Islamic brothers, we do not know when we are going to leave this dunya. But Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, some time before his death, he is rubbing his nose on the ground and he's saying that, Ya Allah, if you do not forgive Umar, then Umar will be destroyed. This is Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say, remember hell in abundance, since it is extremely hot and very deep, and its hammers are made up of iron, which the sinners will be struck. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, one type of taqwa, one type of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, is a person he contemplates upon his deeds. He asks, in other words, he asks himself, that which good deeds am I missing out, and which sins am I committing, what sins have I committed today? And my dear Islamic brothers, if you look at the life of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned, that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he would sometimes bring his hands near the fire, and he would question himself. He would say to himself, O son of Khattab, do you have the courage to bear this fire? Allahu Akbar, just think to yourself. The leader of the believers, bringing his hands close to the fire, and he's asking himself, O Umar, do you have the courage to bear this fire? And think to yourself, my dear Islam brothers, just think to yourself about the fire of Jahannam. Fire of Jahannam. What if we are thrown into the fire of Jahannam? What if we are burnt in the fire of Jahannam? You know, today, there might be someone who is watching, and in our lifetime, we may have come across an incident where we were burnt. We may know someone who's burnt. Or we see people and they have become burnt. And you know, they've got marks on their body. They've got burnt marks on their body. And you know, we think to ourselves straight away, that person has become burnt. That person must have passed an incident and is burnt. But what you're saying, you think to yourself, that is this world's fire. Imagine the fire of Jahannam. The fire of Jahannam, my dear Islam, with this. The lightest punishment in Jahannam will be that a person will be made to wear the sandals made out of fire. And when this person wears the sandals made out of fire of Jahannam, his brain, it will start to boil. And he will think to himself that this is the worst punishment of Jahannam. He will be thinking to himself that this is the worst punishment. Where in other words, that will be the lightest punishment of Jahannam. But yes, I'm with us. What are we doing with our life? Sayyidina Farooq Azam, a person mentions the words. He was listening to Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu whilst he was alone. Meaning Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was on one side of the wall and this person, he was on the other side of the wall. He's all alone. No one is watching him. No one is listening to him that he knows of. And what is he saying to himself? He's saying to himself, Oh Umar, fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Think to yourself, my dear Islam brothers. When do we talk to ourselves like this? When do we remind ourselves about taqwa like this? When do we contemplate about the fire of Jahannam? When do we contemplate about our grave like this? This is the leader of the believer, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And my dear Islam brothers, this was his taqwa. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that once I went into a garden. And when I went into that garden, I seen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu there. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was all alone. He didn't know that I was there. He was all alone. He's all by himself. And he's talking to himself. And he's saying to himself, the Umar, the son of Khattab, and the status of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the status of the leader of the believers. Wow, how beautiful. Then he said to himself, that, oh Umar, keep fearing Allah, otherwise he will give you severe punishment. The leader of the believers. And this was how he used to spend his time alone. How do we spend our time alone? Do we worship Allah Azza wa Jal when we are alone? Do we remember Allah when we are alone? Do we fear Allah when we are alone? Do we think about Allah when we are alone? But my dear Islam brothers, when we are alone, it's the opposite. We commit sins. We disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. Once, my dear Islam brothers, you know today, a lot of parents, they look for marriage proposals for their children. Let me tell you about Sayyidina Farooq Azam, how he would look for a proposal for his children. When he was a caliph, he would wander in the streets. And one day he passed a household. And inside that household, my dear Islam brothers, he heard that the mother was telling the daughter. The mother was saying to the daughter, that mix the milk and the water together. The daughter replied and the daughter said that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has told us not to do this. The mother said that Sayyidina Farooq Azam is not watching you. He's not watching us. Just do it. Look how pious the women of the past used to be. That the daughter, she replied and she said that Sayyidina Farooq Azam is not watching us. But Allah is watching us. And my dear Islamic brothers, when Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard this, he went back home, he gathered his children around, he gathered his sons around, and he said to his sons, he told them the waqia, he told them the incident happened, and he said that I have this one desire, that one of my son marries that daughter, marries that woman. She was a pious woman, and I have this desire that one of my children, one of my sons marries that woman. And one of his sons then said, yes, I will marry her. But look, my dear Islamic brothers, you know today, when the parents look for proposals for their children, what do they look for? He's got a nice job. He's got a nice house. How much is he earning? What car does he drive? How's his house like? How's his earning life? This is what we look at. What was his education like? Did he go to college? Did he go to university? Did he study anything? This is what we look at. But my dear Islamic brothers, we should also look at of how that person fears Allah. Does he have taqwa? Does he read his salah? Does he fast in the month of Ramadan? Does he worship Allah Azza wa Jal? Does he please Allah Azza wa Jal? Or does he displease Allah Azza wa Jal? Does he do those actions, my dear Islamic brothers, that Allah will become pleased with him? This is what we should look at. When we look for a proposal for our children, but we just, it's the opposite. We look at the worldly things. We look at how much is he earning, what car he drives, what's his house like. That's what we look at Madiyah Islami Brothers. So Madiyah Islami Brothers and the views of Madani Channel today, Alhamdulillah, we heard about how Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he would fear Allah, how his taqwa was like. And Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, let me tell you of how he used to cry in the fear of Allah. It's mentioned that Madiyah Islami with the Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, due to excessive weeping, he had two dark lines on his face. That, because he used to cry so much in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Due to excessive crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, he had two dark lines below his eyes, Madiyah Islami with us. And it's mentioned that one Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was passing a house of someone who was reciting Surah At-Tur. He stopped there, and he started listening to the recitation. When the person started reciting the following ayah, translation from Kunzul Iman, indeed your Lord's punishment is definitely to take place. There is no one to avert it. Madiyah Islami Brothers, Sayyidina Farooq Azam, when he heard this verse, he got off his donkey and he stood leaning against the wall. And he kept pondering over these ayahs for a long time. Afterwards, when he went back home, and he remained ill for one whole month. People then would come to his household to inquire about his health, but no one could know about the reason of his illness. Subhanallah. This was his taqwa. This was his fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today we have just heard a little bit of how Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would fear Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islami brothers, Alhamdulillah, in today's episode, we heard about how Sayyidina Farooq Azam, he would contemplate upon his hereafter. He would bring his hands close to the fire and he would ask himself about his amal. When he was alone, he used to ask himself that which amal have you done today? What good deeds have you done today? What sins have you done today? So my dear Islami brothers, Alhamdulillah, in this environment of Dawat Islami, Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Aliyah, he has given us a beautiful gift in the form of the Madani Inamat. It's my humble request to you, obtain this Madani Inamat booklet. And this Madani Inamat booklet, my dear Islami brothers, is a questionnaire that every day we ask ourselves that which actions did we do? Which good deeds did we do? So, and which did we stay away from sins? So it's my humble request that you obtain this Madani Inamat booklet. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When will I